Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, to what we did and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
Hey, it's Johnny.
This is Anna.
In terms of waiting to watch movies, would you want to guess? There's actually a study about this. Would you want to guess how many adults would rather wait to watch movies on streaming?
Oh, it's like
it's got to be over 15% by now, right?
77.5%.
Okay,
60. I'm not gonna go 69. I'll go 66%.
Okay, a new poll by Harris X, exclusive to IndieWire, found that 34% of U.S. adults prefer to watch movies in theaters.
Wow!
Oh, okay. Look at that.
There is still room to grow.
Which means a solid 2/3 would rather wait for them to be released on streaming. So if you do the math. That's what, 56% would rather wait for streaming?
Yeah, it's definitely over half, so yeah.
Wait, who was closer to that number?
I was 66.
Mm-hmm.
And Rana?
I don't know, Anna. What
I was 77.5.
No, so Jamin gets that one. Mm-hmm. It would have been interesting to have Ruthie on this episode, because she's the one that literally is the person that would wait till streaming, right?
Seriously, yeah.
Since we're here, the competition continues between streaming services and the Hollywood engine. While we still have evidence of loyal moviegoers in recent box office numbers, our study shows that 2 in 3 movie watchers prefer to stream movies at home. I mean, when we go to theaters, I mean, we kind of see the difference. Yes? No?
I think so, yeah. I mean, number one, it's been basically a pretty shitty year so far. We're in early April, and it's been... Besides a couple of releases, big releases here and there, it's been pretty dead at the theaters. A lot of it has to do with the strike, delaying a lot of stuff. But yeah, before Dune came out, it was like really, really, really scarce as far as people. And we talked about how AMC aren't showing movies until like what 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's not a lot happening in theater right now.
Anna, you also go to the AMC quite often too, and AMC is more popular than the movie theater I go to, which is Regal. Do you see a stark difference in the people in the theater?
Honestly, ever since Dune, it's been so packed.
Oh, yes. Wow, okay.
Like busier, not like packed, but it's different because like before, it's like, I can show up and get in line and still be fine to make my theater. And now it's like, I have to wait in line with these peasants? No, thank you. but yeah, it seems a lot more busier. And then like $5 Tuesdays, those are always so busy. I don't like going on $5 Tuesdays.
Yeah, I agree with Anna. It seems like Dune was kind of a bit of a turning point. I mean, Dune was packed, obviously. Then Godzilla vs. Kong. And this last weekend, I went to go see 2 movies, Monkey Man and The First Omen. And both both had very good crowds and stuff like that. I saw some of the later shows, 4, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock shows, and they were kind of, I would say 80% full, I think. So they're good crowds.
Yeah.
And for the record, listeners, we are recording this on April 8th. We are skipping this week from recording. So when Dami says this past weekend, I mean the past weekend. So
yeah.
Continue.
And also, I think Anna was trying to ask if those were good movies. I'd say yes. Monkey Man and both Monkey Man and The First Omen, especially The First Omen, actually were very good movies.
First Omen surprised me.
I'm so excited for Monkey Man.
Yes.
I am really excited for that one.
I will also say The First Omen also surprised me because I literally watched the same movie a couple of weeks ago called Immaculate, which is a fine movie, but this First Omen is really, really good. It's because, and I looked it up afterwards, because the director, this is like her first feature film, but in her previous life, her previous career was a photographer. You know what I mean? And I think that really helped her in her direction. It looks gorgeous and stuff. A lot of natural lighting and stuff like that. A lot of good stuff. It's really good.
I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually like Immaculate too. But I like to point out the fact that we are not recording this week. The movie that came out this past weekend from listeners, when you guys listen to, is Civil War. And I think that will be quite fascinating to talk about.
Yes.
So I don't know. I do plan to watch that. And
that one scares me. That one feels like that's in the future. Like that's going to happen next year.
I know, or this year. But
my whole thing with Civil War is like I haven't seen the trailer. I'm avoiding spoilers. My whole thing is like I'm kind of on the fence on Alex Garland, the writer and director and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know film Twitter Letterboxd loves Alex Garland, but I'm not exactly the biggest fan of. Was Ex Machina? And what was
Ex Machina.
I'm not the biggest fan. Annihilation, I thought was okay. I wasn't a fan of the last one. The last one was Men, I think, right?
Yeah. Men was very divided.
Yeah. But those three movies I've seen.
I'm in.
Okay. I'm in. All right.
But you know, besides the point, because like I said, we're recording this before Civil War.
Yeah, we're a little bit off topic. Sorry.
There's a status here. Oh, by the way, the survey was conducted among 1,000 U.S. adults, weighted them by gender, age, race, ethnicity, religion, income, blah 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 blah, from March 11 to March 12, 2024. So it's about a year, a month old. And it's before the big movies came after Dune.
Right.
So there's that to consider. They say here also in the survey, favors of going to theaters in descending order are the movie is exclusively shown in theaters. Reason as what to go, 30%.
Sure.
Advanced viewing technology such as 3D and IMAX, 30%.
Yeah, gross. IMAX, yes, but 3D, gross. Anyway, go ahead.
I think you just put them together as why.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing it's probably mostly IMAX. Right. Experiencing watching a movie with an audience, 26%.
That's a higher. That's of all the reasons to go see a movie. I still like watching it with a crowd. Like I just mentioned, First Omen. Like getting scared and getting you know crapping your pants. I'd rather do that with a crowd than anything else.
To watch a movie premiere or special screening, 25%. I'm sure. I think they're smart for them to say that because I mean that'll be my reasoning. I like watching things new. Nostalgia, 24%. That's surprising that people ask that, but it's smart for them to ask that because for a lot of people, that is part of the reason why they go to theaters for the movies that, oh, I love that you know, that storyline, whatever.
That really happens in my thought process. Okay.
Not for us, but, you know, Super Mario Brothers, part of the appeal of that was nostalgia, really. You know, but the top two, actually, that I skipped, 32%. Said they went for, surprising, refreshments.
What?
Hmm.
You know what? I understand this. I love overpaying things by 1,000%. That's me too. You know what I mean? Why would I pay $1 for a soda when I could pay $10?
Are they counting specialty popcorn buckets as part of that percentage? Because is a draw, right? People have been going to movie theaters for that.
That's got to be it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because more and more, it's a thing now, right?
Now, would you say what is the 37% that highest reason why people go to movie theaters? Take a guess.
Dates for social reasons.
Anna,
they go on dates.
Anna,
for the love of the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Theater.
The popcorn trick.
Theater recliners.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Really? Okay.
Theater recliners, which is kind of funny. I have this story. A friend of mine said that he and his wife would go to the specific AMC, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he himself would rather go to the Regal that I go to because there's less people that he has to deal with in the theater I go to as opposed to the very crowded AMC that he goes to with his wife. He finally figured out why his wife likes to go to that theater. It was for the recliners.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
The specific AMC they go to has that sofa recliner. It isn't just a recliner. Mm-hmm. It's a sofa recliner. Like a love seat kind of situation.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can see that.
I told him, wait, the Regal I go to has recliners as well. I mean, they're not like that, but they're also recliners. So I don't know if that's able to convince them to move, I guess you could say.
My whole thing right now is the nearest one I frequent the most is AMC Pointe Hills. And that have reclining leather chairs. And to be honest, it's getting a little bit janky. They have to redo the whole thing. But anyway, that's my number one choice based on convenience only. It's only 10 minutes away and some of that. Covina has a bigger screen and stuff like that. The Covina iMac has a bigger screen, but it doesn't have reclining chairs and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And it's a little bit janky too. My number one preference is Alamo Draft House. Even though it doesn't have the biggest screen, it is very, very comfortable and stuff like that. The seats are very nice and stuff like that. And the sound system is very nice and stuff like that. And my other preference actually is this mom and pop Korean movie theater chain where I watch Korean movies called GVC or something like that.
Oh, yeah. They're good too.
Yeah, they're really good, right?
Yeah.
What I like most about them is it's a perfect combination of excellent screen, surround sound, comfortable chair. And also, they only show three trailers plus two Korean commercials for LG or Samsung and stuff like that. So, shout out to them too. So yeah, I like them a lot too.
Those were back in my movie pass days where I went to
yes.
so many different movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a list. There is a survey here in the list on the reasons people don't go to movie theaters. take a guess. I'll give you the percentage.
It's got to be streaming. It's got to be number one. Has the highest percentage, right?
Oh, no, 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 no. The reason why they would rather wait for streaming than go to movie theaters. Why they don't go to movie theaters.
Gotcha. Number one, the price is too expensive.
Yeah, that's 53%.
Yeah, that's expensive. Anna? I recently took my nephew and two of his friends. It cost me like $100 between more than $100 between the tickets and the food and stuff like that. It's ridiculously expensive. Yeah.
Anna, what's your guess?
I was gonna say cost.
Well, Jamming took one cost.
Yeah.
What's the other?
Yeah.
What's the other?
I know.
Hint. What's the other?
Time.
Time?
Scheduling.
Okay. Limited availability of or inconvenient showtimes, 11%.
Yeah.
Okay. Jamming, I think I kind of gave you the next answer. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't listening. Again, I wasn't listening to something. Like that. What was it? Sorry, I zoned out.
In terms of cost. The cost of food, the concessions.
Oh, I thought my cost covers everything. So
yours was movie tickets. Okay. No, Jamming, yours was movie tickets. 42% was cost of concessions.
Mm-hmm. Another bit of a tangent. When I go see a movie by myself, I don't even sneak food in there. I don't know why, but I just like watching the movie. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just me. I just have to sit there and watch the movie. It's only like 2 hours. Then you get the hell out and get something to eat outside. You know what I mean?
I snuck food in. I sneak in like snacks.
Yeah. when I take my nephew, I do bring my bag. What do you call those? Fanny pack and stuff like that. I'll sneak snacks in there
purse?
Too. My man purse for my nephew and stuff. But if I go, like I said, if I go to a movie or stuff, for the most part, unless it's a really long movie, I don't sneak anything. I just like to watch a movie and get the hell out. I don't know. Anyway, sorry.
Anyways, do you want to do any more guesses, or should you just wrap it up?
Just wrap it up.
The comfort of viewing at home, 40%.
Mm-hmm.
Concerns over sanitation and hygiene, also COVID, mm-hmm. flu, 23%.
I should be worried about that.
Yeah.
23%. 22% says the need to go pee. Basically, the inability to pause the movie or take a break.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it says here 52% said movies should be 1.5 to 2 hours only. I can agree with that.
Well.
I mean, of course, if a movie is really good, feel free to be long. Distractions from other members of the audience, 19%. Yeah. Inconvenient travel, 15%. Selection of film showing, 13%. Inconvenient theater locations, 13%. And seat selection, 8%.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. Articles on the show notes, folks. Make sure to check that out. And
what's Anna doing, by the way? What are you doing? What's happening there? What's going on over there?
And we lost.
I'm like sneezing and coughing a storm, so I'm trying to
mute the thing.
Sounds like you're trying to put together like a Lego set or something. It sounds like you're
I'm moving everything to find the tissue. Sorry.
All right.
No problem. All right. And there we go. And that's not what's up. I lost myself here. Thanks for listening. This was... You can find this podcast. There we go. You can find this podcast on Instagram Threads and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, also on Instagram and Threads at Albert5x5.
You can find me on social media, JIAMANJLOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June, a.k.a. the Y-Axis, in the flashback episode that you'll hear after this. Contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found on whowhatworstwhy.com. Before we go, let's give our 7 listeners some recommendations for this week. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Ooh! Yeah. So I started reading a new book, and it definitely was a good book that kind of caught me from the first chapter, and I did not put down the book at all. So the book is called Greg's gonna get mad about my audio quality, but the book is called The Serpent and the Wings of Night by Carissa Broadbent.
Did you say The Serpent and the Wind of Night?
The Serpent and the Wings of Night.
Oh, Wings of Night.
Wings of Night.
Wing, like flap, flap.
It's no dragons.
Okay.
but there are vampires. Mm-hmm. Ooh. So it's a little bit like Hunger Games meets the Underworld.
What the hell happened? Yeah, did somebody level up? What happened?
I swear to God, that was not me.
Yeah.
Go on.
Was that?
That's Albert. Ignore that. Ignore that.
Okay. Yeah, it's a, you know, obviously female character. She's not strong. She's not normal. But, you know, there's a hot guy that is going to help her out. There's a bunch of killing and fighting and conspiracy, probably. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But it's a lot of fun. It's a good, you know, it's a good palate cleanser, I guess you could call it. But it actually was a kind of popular book last year on TikTok, and then it kind of just died down really quick. So it's been sitting in my Kindle for a while now. I'm like, you know what? I need to read it. Let's get it over with. And so far, so good. I'm loving it. So there's, I think it's a trilogy. I can't be sure. I don't want to look too far ahead. I have a tendency to pick up books that are like an unfinished series. So I think it's finished. I'm not sure, but I'm here for the ride.
All right. That's The Serpent and the Wings of Night by Carissa Broadbent.
Jump in. What do I always ask when Anna recommends a book?
Books are dumb.
No, that's not a question.
Chili books peppers. Losers? Oh, I think there's chili peppers in here. What?
No,
no.
Is there a movie or TV show coming out based on the book?
Yeah.
Honestly, you know, I haven't checked. I don't know.
I should look it up. I think I'll wait.
Okay, you wait.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Jumping. What's your recommendation?
This coming weekend is going. Even though I'm not here, this upcoming weekend is going to be what do you call it? Spy Family. Cold White. We'll get theaters. What do you call it? It came out last December in Japan. It was a big hit. And to me, if you ask me what the best anime out right now is, I would say it's Jujutsu Kaisen. No. It's Family. No. It's Demon Slayer. No. It's Spy Family. No. It is Spy Family. To me, it's the best because it's the most consistent anime right now, and I'm sure this movie will be wonderful as well. If there's anything I can say about Spy Family, it's that it's consistent, it's delightful, it's funny, and I'm sure it's going to be a big hit, and it's going to be a good movie. And so, Spy Family, Cold White.
Yeah, released April 19th in theaters.
April 19th, yeah. And if you want to catch up, to always find the first two seasons of Spy Family on Hulu and Crunchyroll.
Yes.
There you go.
And my recommendation goes from this article here. It says, using your phone to pay can mean you'll spend more. Now, this calls back to WonderCon, where I was doing tap and pay over and over. And I remember Anna was saying...
That's not real money. That's why.
I remember Anna was saying, like, I can't do that because I'm just going to spend more. Right? Remember that, Anna?
It's true. I had to stop.
Yeah, so
tap and pay is not real money. It's just that's magic.
I know. Beep, I was like, beep, oh, Apple Pay. Beep, oh yeah,
that's a beep. That's still, a sound. That's not money.
It's still real money.
It's a genie that lives inside my watch, and he actually pays for it. You know what I mean? It's not real money.
All right. I have another story regarding this. Similar. I was in line to buy something, and the person behind me was all like, "Huh? I don't see what method they use to do tap and pay." And then I turn around and go, oh, no, they don't do tap and pay in this place. Hmm. And then he walked away.
God damn.
So my actual recommendation is even though you do tap and pay, bring at least one credit card.
Yeah.
Because it's a good chance that you might still need it for some places. So
yeah.
This happens a lot with my friend. And guess who ends up paying? Me.
I don't know. When I went to WonderCon,
I end up covering.
Yeah. When I went to WonderCon,
but yeah, that happens.
When I went to WonderCon, I still stopped by the bank to pull out $100 just in case and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So yeah.
Damn.
And in general, before I go out with my friends or anything like that, I usually, you know, have Apple Pay obviously on my watch and then credit card and then at least $100 in cash and stuff. Yeah. Just standard stuff.
I did not pay single time with cash at WonderCon this year. But
I did when I got to the last of it. We're like, no, stop Apple Paying.
It's so convenient.
Reminds me, I need to Apple Pay you.
Again, it's not real money.
It's so convenient though, and also like what do you call that? I lost my train of thought. Okay, doesn't matter. This was episode 758. Is that right? No. 760. This is episode 760 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who It Works For production. This should be the last episode of our vacation week. We'll be going back to our regularly scheduled program next week. But for the time being, here's another flashback episode. This one is from episode 2, released April 27, 2015, titled Pet Hedgehog with Stacy. Enjoy.
Yeah. Are we done? Because I really got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we're done.
Oh, all right. Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
Safe travels. Bye.
Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we talk about many different things from interesting news, social topics, to what you did and what you do. You know, stuff and junk. My name is Albert, and with me is...
Stacy. Hello.
And today we are going to talk about pets. There's one specific pet we're going to talk about, but normally when you think about pets, you think about, you know, dogs, cats, birds, fish. In Stacy's case... she has a hedgehog.
Yeah.
I've never met anybody with a hedgehog before. So how did you decide on a hedgehog?
We totally were just looking online at random pets. And I don't know, we just saw a picture of a hedgehog and we just thought it was adorable. And so about a year after we did a road trip, we picked him up and we took him home.
Where did you pick him up?
We had to go to Las Vegas. It was a pet shop. It was kind of more of an exotic pet shop. It had really cool animals, but they're not legal here. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
So you're not supposed to keep a hedgehog?
Nope.
Oh, well then.
So that changes things.
So what did you name your hedgehog?
We named him Leonidas.
From the 300
movies. 300. That was his price tag after everything. So we were, during the drive back, we were just deciding on names. And I said, what's the name of the guy from 300? And then he says Leonidas. I'm like, that's it, Leonidas.
You didn't go for George Butler?
No.
Is that his name?
George is pretty cool, but I don't know. Leonidas was like just epic, I think. Yes, and yes. He's totally a jerk like Leonidas. I think it totally fits him.
Is the cage for Leonidas called Sparta?
No, I totally didn't think about that.
You should.
I know,
and
Sparta.
This is Sparta.
And then put him in and said, this is Sparta. Oh, yeah, I should totally do that.
It's not too late.
Not too late.
Now, what is it, a different color? Do they have different colors, hedgehogs?
They do have albino ones. They had one there when we went, actually. But I don't know. They're just a little creepy with the red beady eyes. The one we have is, I guess, kind of what a normal, you know, domesticated hedgehog would look like. But they do have albino ones. And I think they have a different kind, just like reverse of what ours looks like. But... yeah.
Okay. Oh, what do hedgehogs eat?
So it's kind of controversial on if we can feed him cat food and dog food, which I'm going to test out. But when we bought him from the pet store, they had what they would call hedgehog food. And that's what we've been feeding him since we've had him. It's totally like a cat food. It's just like little pebbles of food, little bits, I guess.
Now, considering hedgehogs are supposedly legal, mm-hmm. why do pet stores have hedgehog food?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I think they just want to provide good care still because they have ferret food. And we have a veterinarian here that treats all animals.
Okay,
that's good. They said as long as they can fit him through the door, we'll treat it. So I think they just still want to provide care for it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Do hedgehogs normally stay awake? Are they mostly asleep? Because dogs are mostly like, if you leave them alone, they go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know.
Hedgehogs are nocturnal. So he does sleep all day. We'll like poke around in his igloo to make sure he's awake, and he just hates being bothered, but he'll wake up on his own terms, and then he'll just run all night on his wheel, eat, poop, run, eat, poop, and then just go back to bed. He's totally antisocial.
Speaking of poop, what's the story with hedgehog pooping?
Oh dear. The one thing they don't tell you before you get one is that hedgehogs are poop machines. It is just so, so bad. They don't really have any control of their bowel movements.
Okay.
So they'll run and poop at the same time.
Really?
It's really disgusting.
So they're kind of like birds where they just fly.
Yeah,
and then
they just have
poop.
No control. They just want to keep running, want to keep pooping. So that's mostly where the poop is located, on the wheel itself. So that requires the most cleaning.
I'm just imagining it right now.
Oh, imagine it. And then imagine smelling it.
So just, wait. So when the wheel turns, does poop ever fling off from the wheel?
Not that I know of. We do have the case covered with like a blanket because to provide the most darkness.
Okay.
But I've never noticed poop on that blanket or on the cage. It's just, it'll stick to his feet, if anything.
Oh, okay. Because
it's like wet. So it's just so nasty.
Pet wipes, I'm guessing. Lots of pet wipes,
yeah. We're a little picky about it because we don't want him to ingest anything with the residue left on it. So
okay.
We'll just wipe it down like on the grass outside.
Oh, okay. So you mentioned the blanket to keep it dark. You said the hedgehogs are nocturnal.
Mm-hmm.
So how are they in the light? Are they like super sensitive in the light?
Yes and no. Like, you know, we use the flashlight on my iPhone. That's too bright for him. So I think lights are too bright for him. We don't really like to take him outdoors unless we need to clean the cage during the day. And okay. Then we're kind of, there's no other way to do it. But you can totally tell by his eyes how much he's blinking that he's still getting adjusted to the sunlight.
So in the video game Sonic the Hedgehog, the best way that Dr. Robotnik or Dr. Eggman should defeat Sonic is to just toss light at him?
I don't think that's suggested.
Seriously. I mean, if Hedgehog's weakness is light,
yes.
Then, I mean, why didn't they never implement that in the games?
I don't know. But at the same time, hedgehogs are not blue.
Well, that's true,
They do not run around in a ball like, you know, suggested. So,
did you ever put little red sneakers on him?
No, we totally want to get him like a poncho and a sombrero, though. Make him all, okay. I don't know. But no, it'd be too difficult. Because he curled up in a ball when he's mad. So, like, the shoe would get stuck, and I feel like it would injure him.
Oh, okay.
They're pretty sensitive.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of roll up in the ball, do they actually roll around then?
They do not roll around. They only roll up in a ball when they're mad.
So once again, this is Sonic the Hedgehog is completely
this
wrong.
This is completely wrong. Nothing, I feel like nothing like that is accurate in the video game.
Interesting. Okay. So do you have any funny stories regarding Leonidas?
We were pretty scared when he was younger. They call it quilling, and it's pretty much where he's like, you know, we're growing teeth. Like, they fall out as new ones come in. So we were just, like, really freaking out, and then we just, like, panicked, Googled, and then just to find out that he was just growing up. But I remember us, like, freaking out. We were afraid to hold him because we were afraid they were going to, like, fall off.
Okay. Were going to fall? The teeth?
Yeah, the quills. The quills are, like, I guess, like the teeth, how they're going to grow. They fall out so new ones can grow in place of that. That's how it is with the quills. He has, like, baby quills, and then they grow out into newer ones.
Are the quills sharp?
Yes, very sharp.
So it's like a porcupine? Not like a porcupine, but...
Like a porcupine in the sense that they're painful. Not that they're going to shoot out, but it's very painful to hold him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he'll be in a ball. He's, like I was saying, he's pretty antisocial, so you have to... I'll hold him, and it just leaves a big prickly feeling on your hands. I'm the only one who'll hold him just with my hands. Everyone else is too chicken, too.
He's antisocial.
Very antisocial.
Are all hedgehogs antisocial or
no,
just this one?
No, you're supposed to like play with them every day, and then you know they'll hopefully grow accustomed to you. But at the same time, there's ones that just will not, no matter how hard you budge. And that's, I think, how ours is. Like, no matter how many times I hold him each day, every day, nothing, no loving for me.
Or maybe he's just lazy.
It could totally be laziness. I totally think that he's very active on his wheel, but you know, since I'm home at nighttime, I just kind of let him do his thing. I don't want to take him out and make him mad.
I can just imagine like he's all sitting alone in the cage, and here comes Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
She probably wants to play with me again.
Why don't you just feed me? That's all
leave
I want.
Leave me alone.
I totally imagine that too.
Is that the voice in your head whenever he talks?
No, I don't. I haven't put a voice to them yet. I imagine it's very angry, like you said, though.
Very grumpy sounding.
Very grumpy. Maybe I should give him like a very high pitched voice to, you know, make it peace my mind. I'm angry. Yeah,
very much. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Yeah, maybe I should do that, and then I'll be like, oh, I can't take you seriously.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, are you ever thinking about getting a second hedgehog?
Yes and no. I think it'd be adorable to get a female and have, you know, little hedgehog babies. But according to, like, online sources, they're supposed to be alone by themselves. Like, so they don't really cohabitate, I guess.
Really?
Well, yeah. When we bought him from the pet store, he was with a female albino. And I thought that was weird because they're supposedly not good to cohabitate. But we already think we should get him a bigger space, but we don't really have room for it. So I feel like getting another one would just put us in a bad position.
So they're like the pandas from China, where they're forced to pretty much breed.
I think so.
It's like, I hate sex. Why do you want me to have sex?
It's not even that cute.
Exactly. How sad. So basically, a hedgehog will get to a point where they're going to start getting extinct.
I think that's part of why they don't want him here. They were afraid they were going to thrive, I guess. I don't really know. Yeah, I have no idea. I've looked it up once and I just thought it was stupid and then put it in the back of my mind.
There's a conspiracy about people who want hedgehog to die off.
I guess.
How sad.
I guess compared to other animals. I mean, you figure they're not like all cute and cuddly like a dog. You know, obviously you want a dog to, I don't know. Some people think hedgehogs are really ugly and nasty and smelly. So dogs are just cute no matter how much they smell, I guess.
PETA hasn't said anything about this.
I don't know. I haven't really looked up that. Maybe I should.
The one animal that PETA does not care about.
Right. Oh, that's so sad.
That is kind of sad.
There was actually a petition I signed on change.org, and it is one to legalize hedgehogs in California.
All right.
So there is people like actively trying to, probably people who already own them in California, but it needed a certain amount of signatures. I don't know what the deadline is, but there are like people who do want to, you know, make them legal here.
Yeah, I suppose it makes sense. I mean, I really don't see why they wouldn't be legal.
I agree, especially if they already provide, you know, the care and the food, and they're not, you know, outdoor animals. They're indoors, so it's not like it's bothering anybody.
Oh, not even outdoor, huh? Sonic the Hedgehog is completely wrong.
Yeah,
about.
Well, we've taken him outdoors.
Does he dig?
Was it what?
Does he dig in the ground?
Yes. Well, he digs like in his cage. So you can tell they are burrowers. Oh, okay. Is that a word? I'm making it a word. They're burrowers.
Yes. They burrow a lot.
They burrow
Give
a lot.
Give me some money.
Yeah, totally.
Give me some money.
Yes. Like, I'm going to take everything. Hedgehogs will anoint themselves. So if they find a scent they like, they'll like spit on the their own back.
Okay.
So it looks like they're like foaming at the mouth, but they totally just want to smell like whatever it is. So
are you sure they're not really just foaming at their mouth?
Yes, because another panic situation where, you know, you don't expect it to happen and they have to, you know, Google what's happening, but... So we do take him outside, but that's the only reason I don't like to is because then I have to give him a bath right after because
it gets dirty really fast.
Because then he wants to cover himself in like nasty stuff outside.
This is how it is supposed to be naturally.
Yeah, give him the high pitched voice. Yeah.
Now have you ever tried make the hedgehog, you know, do a play date with other animals, dogs, cats, and whatnot?
Our old roommate did have a cat.
Okay.
And he just wasn't having any of it. Anytime the cat would go near him, he would just curl up in a ball and. The cat found it amusing, I think. He wanted to, because he has, like, a soft underbelly, so I think he wanted to, like, touch him, but...
The cat probably thought it was a toy.
Probably, because the hedgehog, when he's mad, he'll purr.
Okay.
And that's his way of growling.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the cat's going like, oh, he's being friendly.
Yeah, oh, he purrs like me. Yeah. Yeah, he purred at me. I was like, oh, how cute. And I was like, wait. And I looked it up. Sure enough, he was growling at me.
So no encounters with dogs. Because I can imagine if the hedgehog curls like a ball, the dog's going to think, ooh, ball, yeah. Ball.
And I know a cat's more hesitant, so I don't know about a dog. I don't know any small dogs, though. My parents have a big dog, and I wouldn't trust that. The dog's still like a puppy.
I think I wouldn't trust the small dogs either. They're the ones that really want to yang.
That's true. Yeah, but I feel like small dogs are kind of yippee and scared, just like my hedgehog.
Oh, that could be true, but true. But small dogs are a lot more energetic. They want to play a lot more.
That's so true. And he's totally like, just leave me alone. Anytime you put him like out on the ground, he's just looking for somewhere dark to go back to.
Speaking of ball, have you ever tried consider tossing the hedgehog?
Yes,
catch.
Supposedly cat toys are good for hedgehogs, but he doesn't like anything. And a lot of the cat toys have catnip, but I haven't looked up if that was okay for him to ingest or not. So he is not a toy person. The most play we've got is from a toilet paper roll.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like totally suggested everywhere. And you just cut it up a little bit. Otherwise, he's gotten stuck in it.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty cute, but it's kind of sad. So they do get stuck in those. You have to check for that. Other than that, not really any toys. Just the wheel is the main thing. We've had him for about a year and a half. And that's the only thing we've gotten him to like, you know, routinely play with.
Okay. It's in the dog, It's in the hedgehog's DNA to play with the wheel, I guess.
Yeah, that's totally. That's the thing, though. I noticed at the pet shop too, is there was no wheel in that cage. So
because
I was
they're
like,
illegal.
No, but he was in a legal state when he was there.
Oh, there we go.
You know, I don't know. It was kind of sad, but The wheel's like the main thing he plays with.
Speaking of kind of sad, what's the life expectancy of a hedgehog?
Okay, so the life expectancy is about 5 years, like 4 to 6 or whatever.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, not long at all.
And how long have you had Leonidas?
We've had him for a year and a about a year and a couple months or something, and he's about a year and a half old.
Oh, wow.
Because he was a few months when we got him.
Okay.
So we've got quite a long time, as long as he's healthy. There are some, like, diseases, though, like, they can die from early from, like, it's called, like, wobbly hedgehog syndrome, and it's just, like, where he loses use of his back legs and just starts, like, to drag him everywhere.
Oh, wow.
So that's, like, the main thing.
So it's, like a hip problem, almost.
Yes.
Because dogs have that, too, once in a while. Yeah. They have that hip
totally
problem.
Like that. I think there was other stuff. I imagine, like, any kind of food, really, you got to be careful with, because they can totally choke on it. You know, their teeth, I don't think they grow new teeth, actually.
Okay.
If I remember reading. They don't grow new teeth, and it, you know, you're afraid to grind them down.
How will they eat, then, if they don't have teeth?
That's what I haven't got. I was going to cross that bridge when I got to it.
Wow.
Because it's suggested to give them hard food so that they can clean their teeth, okay. You know. But, I don't know, it's like you give them wet food, and the poop is already so nasty. I don't want to give them wet food.
Hmm. Now, is there anything else about the hedgehogs that I should know about?
They're definitely not cuddly pets, and
darn, that would be the first thing I would do.
I know, I'm totally like, I want a cuddly pet, and I guess I didn't click it, because when I got him, I was like, oh, I can't really cuddle with him, though.
Right,
so if you're looking,
fish.
Yeah, so if you want something, like, cool to look at, like, you can't really socialize too well, I guess. So if you're looking for an independent animal, hedgehogs are totally cool. If you're looking for a cuddly, active pet with yourself, he's definitely not it.
Wait, yeah. How big are hedgehogs anyway?
When we got him, he was about the palm of my hand, and now he fits in two.
Okay.
And that's the domesticated, the African pygmy ones are the smaller ones, which are the domesticated ones. And that's like the max size.
So whereas, like a hamster?
Yeah. Well, no, like a guinea pig.
Like
I would
a guinea
say.
Pig.
Guinea pigs
okay.
are a little bit bigger, so I would say a guinea pig.
All right.
But hedgehogs, like regular wild ones, are like the size of like a small dog. Like they're pretty big. Because you've seen, like, hedgehogs in backyards, like, in eastern states, and they're huge. But, like, the little ones are the African pygmy ones, and those are the ones that you can buy, like, in a cage.
Now, what can't hedgehogs eat?
They can't eat, supposedly, dried fruits because it's too hard for them. There's certain fruits they can't eat. I think it was, like, apples. There's, like, a total list that I have saved on my phone. There's certain things that they can't. What was I saying? Citrus is pretty acidic for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Any like citrus they can't have.
How about eggs? Can they eat eggs?
I have made them an egg. You just can't make it with oil or like, you know, don't butter it up pretty much. I cooked one egg in the microwave in a cup, which, okay, that's radiation, but that was the only way I could do it without seasoning it, you know?
And of course, the reason why I mentioned egg, because Sonic's enemy is Dr. Eggman.
Oh my gosh.
Once again, a Sonic reference.
Yeah. He does like egg, though, so I guess that's another way it's not related to the video game.
Okay, so who would you recommend having a hedgehog? Kids okay, or adults mostly?
I would say adults. I think kids, because they couldn't really hold them, so how would they really play with them?
That is true.
So I totally think they're for adults. It's good for two people to have, because then it can take turns, you know, cleaning it, and it just seems like a lot of care for one person to do. So I think a couple would be good, or just two roommates.
All right. Well, I learned a lot about hedgehogs.
Yeah, I really hope so. I know it's totally an odd animal, but we just had to have it.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening in. My name is Albert Patrick. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Albert5x5. Check out my other podcasts and my movie reviews at whowhatwhereswhy.com.
I'm Stacy Randall. You can look me up on Facebook or my Instagram. Instagram is Statucci, that's Statooci. It's really weird. But Instagram and Facebook, find me there.
Well, thanks for all the information, Stacey, about the hedgehogs.
Thank you for having me. That's really fun.
Music has been provided by The White Axis. Check them out at thewhiteaxis.bandcamp.com. Until next time, this has been the Stuff and Junk Show, which is part of the WhoWhatWhere'sWhy.com network.